Univision's Jorge Ramos temporarily detained in Venezuela after asking Maduro questions he didn't like. By Joshua Kaplan on February 25, 2019. Univision anchor Jorge Ramos and members of his crew were temporarily detained in Caracas, Venezuela, after asking dictator Nicolas Maduro questions he didn't like in an interview, according to the network. Univision reported in a tweet Monday evening that Maduro abruptly detained six of its reporters, including Ramos, at the Miraflores Palace, but have since been released. The network said the reporters' equipment was confiscated before they were allowed to leave. Earlier Monday evening, Kimberly Breyer, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs, confirmed that the State Department received news of Ramos and his team's detainment at Maduro's palace and called for their immediate release, before adding the world is watching. The development came as the Trump administration announced new sanctions Monday on allies of Maduro amid its struggles to find new ways to boost his opponent after an effort to deliver humanitarian aid to the economically devastated nation faltered amid strong resistance from security forces loyal to the socialist leader. Vice President Mike Pence arrived in the Colombian capital for an emergency summit of regional leaders to discuss the deepening crisis and immediately met with Juan Guaido, the opposition leader the U.S. and 50 other nations recognize as Venezuela's rightful president. In a speech, Pence urged regional partners to freeze oil assets controlled by Maduro, transfer the proceeds to Guaido, and restrict visas for Maduro's inner circle. He said the U.S. was imposing more sanctions on four pro-government governors, including a close Maduro ally who negotiated the release of an American jailed for more than 2 years. "It's time to do more," Pence said. "The day is coming soon when Venezuela's long nightmare will end. When Venezuela will once more be free, when her people will see a new birth of freedom, in a nation reborn to libertad." The Associated Press contributed to this report.